This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Your input determines your outlook. Your outlook determines your output, and your output determines your future. Zig Ziglar. Hey, what's up, everyone? Happy Monday. Thanks for dropping in with me to a brand new episode of Mindset Monday. And I wanted to start off with that quote from the great Zig Ziglar, because it's something that's really been on my mind a lot lately. And honestly, something I've been struggling with, just, you know, blocking out the constant influx of really distractions, right? I mean, in this day and age, I think attention is the new currency. Every company, every influencer, every advertiser, every marketer, every news outlet, etc., is competing for our attention. We're constantly being bombarded from every angle through numerous ways, and it's a fight for our attention. And I believe that one of the most important skill sets now and going forward that's going to be required to be successful is the ability to block out the noise and to focus on your priorities, whatever they may be. And as I just mentioned, that's something I've been struggling a bit with lately, staying focused and, you know, just blocking out the distractions. And if you think about it, we live in an age of infinite scrolling, endless interruptions. We get blasted with, in many cases, irrelevant information every morning, every afternoon, every evening from all types of different sources. You know, it's dumped on us by the truckload every morning and throughout the rest of the day. There's just too much information to process these days. And I think, you know, with the current 24/7 news cycle, unlimited access to every advice, expert opinion, unlimited options for where, when, and how to access it, information overload is pretty much inescapable. And on top of that, media is becoming even more personalized. Ads are being served up to us based on our interests, making it even more likely that they will grab our attention and distract us from whatever we should really be spending our time on. So again, I think if you want to be successful, if you want to accomplish your goals and build the type of life you really want, it's more important than ever that you figure out how to maintain your focus and block out the distractions. So that's what I want to talk a little bit about on this week's episode of Mindset Monday. And I came across another interesting quote as I was kind of putting my thoughts together for this. It's by Evan Williams, who's the co-founder of Twitter. And he said, "The information we consume matters just as much as the food we put in our body. It affects our thinking, our behavior, how we understand our place in the world, and how we understand others." And to me, that quote kind of really sank in. I read it a couple of times and it really sank in. I mean, again, in this world of information overload, I think more than ever, we have to be selective about what information we're consuming and when. Because, you know, same way as if, you know, you're kind of trying to watch your diet and watch what you're putting in your body. I mean, there's a ton of options out there. Many of them are not healthy or not the best thing for your body. Same thing with information, right? If you're just putting garbage in, guess what? Garbage out. So What can we do to better defend ourselves from the never-ending stream of information that's designed to grab our attention and distract us from our priorities? Well, I think of this as developing an indistractable mindset. Now, spell check is telling me that indistractable is not actually a word, and I can't take full credit for coining this term. In fact, I read a great book earlier this year called Indistractable by Nir Eyal. I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. And he's actually the author of a book as well called Hooked, which talks about how social media and app development companies intentionally design their software to hijack our minds and consume our attention. So in his most recent book, Indistractable, Nir talks about ways that we can develop a mindset that makes it more difficult for us to fall subject to these distractions. I thought it was a great book, highly recommend it. I'll hit on a few of the things that he talks about in the book. For the purpose of this podcast, I'm simply going to talk about things that I've found to work for me and that I'm currently working on implementing to make myself more indistractable. And as I said, this is a challenge for me, and it's something I feel like I've in particularly been struggling with lately. So by no means am I perfect at this, but you know, I think it's, again, such a big part of what we have to get better at going forward if we do want to accomplish our goals and our priorities in our lives. So it's been a big focus for me. So, you know, hopefully this will help anyone else that's dealing with the same types of challenges when it comes to, you know, information overload. So, you know, when I think about this, to me, there's two aspects to it. Number one, you have to figure out where to get the information you need in order to continue developing and to accomplish your goals, right? And then secondly, you need to figure out what information or what sources are not productive for you, and then figure out how to block those out as much as possible, right? So no doubt we need information. You know, information, knowledge is power. But you have to really get clear, I think, on what it is you're trying to accomplish and then what information you need to help you accomplish that. So obviously this will vary from person to person based on your goals, what you already know and what you're looking to learn. But generally speaking, in my opinion, this is one of those scenarios where less can definitely be more. So there's an economist named Herbert A. Simon. He's also a cognitive psychologist, and he said, what information consumes is rather obvious. It consumes the attention of its recipients. Hence, a wealth of information creates a poverty of attention and a need to allocate that attention efficiently among the overabundance of information sources that might consume it. I had to read it a couple times myself, so I'll read it one more time. What information consumes is rather obvious. It consumes the attention of its recipients. Hence, a wealth of information creates a poverty of attention and a need to allocate that attention efficiently among the overabundance of information sources that might consume it. So first you need to know what you still need information on. What are your goals? And what information do you need to acquire to put yourself in a better position to accomplish those goals? You know, what we're missing today is how to better allocate our limited time to find factual, practical, and useful knowledge to make informed decisions and choices about our lives and our careers. And so here's a few examples that I came across that, you know, helped me wrap my head around this a little bit better. For example, Warren Buffett read The Intelligent Investor when he was 19. This book became the core of the investment philosophy Buffett used throughout his career. And obviously today he's one of the richest men on the planet. When asked how he learned about rockets, Elon Musk said, "I read books." His voracious reading habit was essential to launching his history-making career. Musk spent several months studying the aerospace industry and the physics behind it. From Cantrell and others, he borrowed rocket propulsion elements, fundamentals of astrodynamics, and I can't even pronounce some of the books that he was reading to gain the knowledge that he needed to take on these monumental projects that he's currently working on. So I think identify the top subject matters on whatever topic you want to learn more about and start consuming their information, right? We live in an on-demand society now, and many people seem to be looking for a quick download of information. Well, unfortunately, real learning usually isn't going to come from watching a 15-second clip on Instagram or from scrolling tweets. Sorry to break it to you. To really consume good information that's going to help you learn and grow, chances are you're going to have to read. But there's good news if you're someone that doesn't like to read. In this information age we're living in, there are many other ways, good ways, to gather good, relevant information, right? For starters, there's audiobooks, right? I've talked about it before. I'm a huge fan of Audible. I put my books on 2.0 speed so I can consume more information in a shorter period of time. Then obviously we have podcasts, right? There's many great podcasts out there with subject matter experts, which provide excellent platforms to learn from. Podcasts like the Path to Freedom podcast, for example. But there's so many podcasts out there. Just like there's so many books out there, you've got to be, I think, somewhat selective in, you know, which ones you listen to if your goal is to really, you know, continue to learn and develop. You've got other platforms like YouTube, right? I took a dig earlier at short video clips, but YouTube can be an amazing source of information where experts can post longer form videos and even series or video courses. And most of the time, these courses and videos are free. You know, the list goes on, but you get the point, right? I just think it's a matter of figuring out what information is most relevant to you, what you're trying to accomplish, and then figure out who's best qualified to provide this information to you. Once you find a subject matter expert that's providing great information, in many cases, I found you can kind of get turned on to other subject matter experts through, you know, one particular individual, you know, people that are in the same circles and have the same kind of thought process and share the same beliefs. And that can expand your fear of influence, which I think can be helpful. So, you know, one quick note though about your preferred method of information gathering, I think the more digital your learning platforms are, the more susceptible you're likely to be for distractions, right? If I'm sitting down reading a hard copy of a book, there's less chance of me being distracted versus if I'm reading on my phone or my computer, you know, where there's always the possibility of notifications going off, emails or texts coming through, et cetera. And that's kind of a good segue into the next point here, which is how can we block out the information that's not relevant to what we're trying to accomplish? And I think that's just as important, if not more important, than the first point. If you're serious about upgrading your life and career, invest in the right kind of knowledge and proactively ignore everything the media is constantly throwing at you, right? And here, that term media can mean influencers, the mainstream news, I mean, just anything that's included in the constant barrage of, you know, information that's trying to grab your attention. The internet is designed to be an interruption system. It's a machine geared to dividing attention. That's a quote from Nicholas Carr, who explains this in his book, The Shallows, What the Internet is Doing to Our Brains. Very interesting read. But you can control some of this by unplugging from sources that add little or no value to your life. Right? You don't have to read every article, every tweet, every email. You don't have to always be looking at this endless stream of, I'm doing air quotes here, interesting articles on Facebook or watch every viral video you know, that comes across Instagram or Snapchat or YouTube. All of this information is more than the brain is configured to handle. At every moment of the day, our brains are taking in an incredible amount of information that in many cases we don't need. It's a distraction. Too much information, that information overload is one of the biggest irritations in modern life. If you don't master how to filter the distraction from the useful knowledge, you'll waste half your time every day on information you really don't need. right? So I think a big part of this is you got to figure out, again, what's important to you, what's not important, what's going to be more of a distraction than anything, and then create your own personal filters to find useful and relevant information and block out a lot of the irrelevant, unuseful information, I guess. So better and practical knowledge can empower you to make better choices and informed decisions rather than read every news story because of the fear of missing out. Seek out timeless and relevant information that can help you now and tomorrow. Show your information consumption cycle by choosing a trusted source and signing up for their newsletter. Taking back control is the only way to really control irrelevant information overload. Find ways to feel more in control. The internet never says, you've had enough, now go away, right? It's just going to keep on giving. It's like a fire hose that never shuts off. So to maximize your brain every day, use better tools and settings to filter information throughout the day. Be proactive about how you consume media. Train your brain to ignore unnecessary information, right? When you organize your day with these principles in mind, you likely increase your brain's efficiency pretty significantly. And if you don't unplug from everything that wants your attention, right, turn down that fire hose and find the sources that mean the most to you and work, you're going to continue to waste your precious time and attention, right? Remove options you don't need. And when you do, it feels pretty liberating. And again, I struggle with this, right? I'm not the best person at doing this by any means, but I have had times where I've been more successful at it than others. And when I do, it is liberating. You know, it feels, you almost have like this sense of relief, right? Because you're just not as feeling as bombarded with a constant influx of information. So, you know, I think choose what you consume consciously with keeping in mind, like it's more healthy for your brain and your body if you do that. Same way, you know, as you are conscious about your diet, right? Focus on what you're putting into your body. Same way, focus on what you're putting into your mind. All right. So, I mean, a couple examples for me. And again, this is not necessarily what I would recommend to everyone. This is just some things that I do to try to filter out information that's not going to be helpful to me accomplishing my goals. I don't watch the mainstream news anymore. I don't check email or social media for at least the first hour I'm awake. And I try to go even longer than that. You know, I try to have a good morning routine, which I've talked about, which includes sitting down and getting clear on my top priorities for the day and then putting them in my calendar, right? So scheduling time for them. And then when it comes time to work on those different activities or tasks, shut everything else down, right? So that you're eliminating the possibility of being distracted. Phone on do not disturb, email shut down, quiet place where I'm not going to be interrupted. Easier said than done, yes, but again, a very, very liberating feeling when you actually approach it this way. And then the results, because you make the time to get these high payoff activities done, the results speak for themselves. So, you know, I think the best learners, the peak performers, successful people in the world, they proactively seek timeless information. I mentioned this earlier, but, you know, not the new fad of the day or the new viral story or the funniest meme going around. They're seeking timeless information and knowledge that they can use now, they can use it tomorrow, and they can use it as long as they keep moving forward. You know, I think in a way you should only seek information or knowledge that empowers you to achieve your goals and to live your life to the fullest. Right. So kind of use that as a filter as you're deciding, hey, is this something I should really sit down and spend my time, you know, consuming this information? You know, I think if you start reading only relevant information with the intention of really learning deep and useful things, you'll notice the difference in your approach to thinking, working, making life-changing decisions. You'll notice. May not be, you know, this overnight kind of transformative result that you get, but you'll notice it if you, you know, make this a practice. And you're never going to be perfect at it. At least I know I'm not. But I think as long as you're being conscious about, you know, what you're deciding to consume and what you're not, you'll see results just from starting to think about it more, because it's so easy to just be thoughtless almost when it comes to what type of information we're talking in, taking in. If you're not careful, then, you know, you're really just kind of, it's like Russian roulette of information consumption. So definitely don't want to make sure that this podcast today is becoming a distraction from your goals. I feel like I've been rambling on a little bit here, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. But, you know, again, I just think the biggest thing to take away from this is the difference between the most successful and the highest performers now and going forward is that those people have developed and will develop the ability to block out the noise and focus on what's most important to them achieving their goals. And that gets harder literally by the day. There's just so many distractions out there. So think about it, be proactive about it, be intentional about it, find ways to focus on what you need to and block out everything else. Good luck with it. I'll keep you posted on how I'm doing with it. If anyone has any tips or tricks that have worked for them, I'm always open to hearing and learning from what you're trying and what's working for you. All right. So with that, hope everyone has a fantastic week. Thanks for dropping in with me today. Go drop in, crush your week, and happy Monday. Thanks. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.